This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Remember last time we were just closing our discussion of the contrasting views of God upon the part of modernists and those who truly are followers of the sacred teachings of the Bible. I had pointed out that according to the Bible view of God, He is eternal, self-existent, without beginning, the creator of the world, the creator of man, that God is wholly transcendent of the world and yet is still concerned about and is involved in the affairs of the world, that He is personal, that He is one who has purposes and who loves and who hates and who can be appealed to in prayer by man. In contrast, we note that the modernist view of God holds that He, while some moderate liberals may hold that He is personal, the radical liberal does not believe in a personal God, but rather in some sort of force in physical nature. And even moderate liberals believe His attributes of love to be so overwhelming as to nullify the significance of God's righteousness, holiness, and justice. And they thus conclude that He is not a God of wrath against sin. This is why even the moderate liberals reject the teaching of the Bible on the punishment of the wicked, whereas the Bible plainly and unequivocally teaches that the wicked will be punished forever. Liberals simply cannot accept that, and so they reject whatever the Bible they choose to reject. But now let us note in some detail the difference in the true view of the Bible and the view of the Bible as held by modernists. The Bible claims for itself that it is inspired with the power to furnish man completely unto every good work. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. The Bible itself claims to be inerrant and authoritative, that it has been once for all delivered unto the saints, that man must neither add to nor take away from it, and that man will be judged by what it actually teaches, not by merely his own interpretation of it. Some relevant passages here are Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20, Jude verse 3, Revelation chapter 28, verses 18 and 19, and Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 2. Please do read those carefully for yourself and similar passages which you may find in your cross-reference Bibles. In contrast, the modernists hold that the Bible is not inspired, is not complete, not inerrant, that is, that it makes mistakes, not adequate for the 20th century, not authoritative, not once for all delivered unto the saints, that man cannot understand it as other men do, that it is not the basis of judgment, that it is not a matter of importance whether one adds to it, takes away from it, or changes what it teaches, and that man will not be judged by it, but will be judged by what his interpretations of it are. Rather, to the modernist, the Bible is simply the record of centuries of the thinking and achievements of ordinary men and women who, just like himself, were confronted with the tasks and problems of daily living. They further hold that in the course of the years, men have made many discoveries and gained many insights which have surpassed the wisdom and knowledge of the men who wrote the Bible. And so, while the Bible is to him a valuable heritage of the past, and while in it he may find much that aids him in his constant search for the goals of life, he holds that it is self-contradictory if it is regarded as a single book. So he does not regard the Bible as a revelation from God. The modernist further holds that men cannot understand the Bible alike, and that man will be judged, if he's judged at all, by something other than the Bible. Now let's look at truth. The Bible view of truth is that truth and it alone can make men free, just as Jesus said in John chapter 8 and verse 30. Truth is absolute, that is, it does not depend upon the whims, the interpretations of individual persons. It teaches just what it teaches without regard as to what anybody thinks about it. Further, it is immutable, it is unchangeable, and it can be learned by man. Truth neither depends upon the viewpoint of individual men, nor does it change with changing situations. Further, truth can be learned by individual men. Truth can be obeyed by individual men. To refuse or to fail to obey the truth results in the loss of the soul of the disobedient. We pray that such will not be your case, but that you shall turn to the Bible as the sacred word of God, believe it and obey it with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength.